What a great privilege it is to be thankful, to have a thankful spirit. I believe a thankful spirit is a vital part of honoring God. There are many, but one of the attributes I believe that God wants us to have is to have a thankful spirit, to have something on the inside of us that fires us, the way we look at life, the way we look at God, the way we look at other people. There is great power in being thankful. For a few minutes this morning, I want to express thanks for three areas or categories, if you would, of being thankful. I do believe that we are called as God's people to have within us and come out of us expressions of thanksgiving to God for so many things. We do have much to be thankful for, and when we kind of get on the track of being mindful and focused on what God is doing and God has done, we have so much to be thankful for. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7 says this, "So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." Paul says in Colossians, basically here, two things, that he prays that you'll be strengthened in your faith and that you will be overflowing with thanksgiving. Your faith is important. The strengthening and growing of your faith, the growing of your heart, the growing of your perceptions, the growing of how you see God, and the growing of how you see God, how God wants to lead you to live out the Christian life, are all very important. And here, comma, and overflowing with thankfulness. You realize that a thankful spirit is what God desires that overflows out of your heart and your life. If you have to have something that overflows and comes out, God gives us this picture and this example of a thankful spirit. The word overflowing to me is a great word to describe how God wants our hearts to be thoughtful toward Him and toward other things. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28 says, "So let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe." Our response in worship should come from a heart of thanksgiving to God, that we are thankful to Him. Well, why is a thankful spirit so important? I want to mention six reasons of many that I could today, but why is it important that I have a thankful spirit? Well, the first thing I want to say is a thankful spirit is a core value of the Christian faith. It is a core value of what the Scriptures call us to do and call us to be. Somebody says to me, "Well, what does it mean to be a Christian?" Say a Martian would come down and land and come into my backyard while I'm cutting my grass and say, "What is a Christian supposed to be like?" One of the things that would come to my heart and probably your heart and mind is, a Christian is a person with a thankful spirit. It's to be a part of who you are and what you are. Also, God commands it. Throughout the Scriptures, we're told to have a thankful spirit. We're told to express thanksgiving. I believe that a thankful spirit is always a choice. As I say about many things of the Christian life, having a thankful spirit is a choice you make. And when you make that choice, God can unleash in you a way to express that. God calls us to have a thankful spirit. A thankful spirit encourages one another. Just look around you in your life. Who builds you up? Who helps you to see the good and the positive? And who helps you to keep moving when you're discouraged? Someone that has a thankful spirit. Somebody who can see the good. Somebody that can see that your life is beyond your circumstances. Your life is rooted in the goodness of God and the expressions of God. Living a thankful life is a great encouragement to other people. Living a thankful spirit also makes your faith attractive. It attracts people to who you say Jesus is. Having a thankful spirit attracts people to want to know God better. A thankful spirit is just plain attractive. You know that. You've heard the expressions about how when you're not grateful, it just pushes people away emotionally. And just the opposite, a grateful spirit draws people to the heart of God and draws people. Influence is so important in the area of thankfulness. And when you are known as a person that's thankfulness, people are attracted to that. They're attracted to what makes you tick and who you are. And so it makes your faith attractive. Also, a thankful spirit can be very contagious. It can be very contagious. It can draw people and they can catch it when you have an attitude that's positive, an attitude that's not complaining, an attitude that's not always seeing fault and always seeing the negative, but instead, the other side, a thankful spirit is contagious. A thankful spirit is contagious and a negative spirit is contagious too and addictive. When you understand the power of a thankful spirit and you express it and you see what it does in your heart and your spirit and your attitudes and in the lives of others, it draws you to a sense of that relationship with God that is expressed constantly, a spirit of thankfulness. Also, we hear so much that living a thankful life is so much more healthy for us, our bodies, our minds, our attitude, our relationship, that sense of joy. Thanksgiving and joy go together. They do in the book of Philippians and other places where the words are used almost simultaneous, that when you have a thankful spirit, it leads to a joyful spirit. When you have a joyful spirit, it always manifests itself in a thankful spirit and how it lifts our countenance. 1 Peter chapter 2 describes three areas that of many that thanksgiving is so important. I want to read that verse. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 17 says, "Show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God and honor the king." I want you to think especially this morning about those three categories that Peter, the Apostle Peter, gives us. Love the brotherhood of believers, fear God, and honor the king. And so I want to talk about being thankful for all of those. I'll start with fearing God. How important it is for us to be thankful to God every day and to think about in terms of what God has done and what God is doing, being thankful for our salvation. Just every day being aware again of our salvation that God gives us and why it is that how it is that God has blessed us so much. Being thankful for our salvation. Being thankful that God did all that He's done and being reminded of that. Sometimes we get so busy with life that we don't remember. We're not thinking about what He did back there. But when we stop and we think about it and we imagine what Jesus went through, we imagine what sin does to destroy mankind, but how Jesus gave His life, and we're thankful for that. It lifts our spirit. It gives us something to look forward to. It gives us something to praise God about and to get our mind above the circumstances of life. Our daily worship should include an ongoing thankful spirit, however it's expressed, but the reminder again of what Jesus has done for us. I want to encourage you every day to express thankfulness to God for salvation. Thank God for His goodness and His blessings in your life. Part of that daily worship, the ongoing reminder and gratefulness that all that God has done for you. Maybe just to stop and make a list every morning or every day or on your way to work or wherever you're at to just thank God for things in your life. Thank God for the big things. Thank God for the great things in your life, but also to thank God for the little things, for life itself and all that go into it and all the things that we could take for granted, how important it is to have a thankful spirit toward God, gratefulness for all that God has done. A thankful spirit will flow out from an attitude every day that says, "God, today I acknowledge, today I give thanks to You, today I acknowledge You." We have a great privilege to be thankful for our salvation. Thanks be to God, the Scripture says, for His indescribable gift. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. God's done so much for us. And I want to every day remember to express thanks to God. So much to dwell on and fill our hearts with good, with the Word of God, with the positive things that God says to us. God calls us to be thankful. Salvation itself, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, "For it is by grace you are saved." We have a great responsibility to respond to that through faith. "And this not from yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no man can boast." Every day remember this beautiful gift that God's given us and be thankful to Him and express that. I think it's expressing it in your heart is so important, but even expressing it verbally. I think sometimes we get the idea that we really don't have to say anything out loud, and maybe we don't to be thankful, but expressing verbally what God has done is a great exercise. It's an exercise of giving to God the praise and the honor and the glory that He is due. So today, I want to be thankful for my salvation. I want to be thankful for God's faithfulness. I want to be thankful for the big things. I want to be thankful for the little things. Then the second category that we find in this verse that Peter gives us is to love the brotherhood. Be thankful for the brotherhood. And I think as important as it is to be thankful to God for His salvation, it's also important for us to be thankful for the body of Christ and realize how special the body of Christ is to God, how special the body of Christ is in our world, how important the body of Christ is. God calls us to love the brotherhood. In the book of Philemon, that very small book in the Old Testament or in the New Testament after the book of Titus, are these words: I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers. And then later it says, your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, my brother, have refreshed the hearts of the saints. The body of Christ is important to the heart of God. The body of Christ is important to the gospel going out in our world. The body of Christ is important to fulfilling the Great Commission and having a heart that's fired by love for people. How important it is to love the body of Christ. Now you are the body of Christ, the Scripture says, and every one of you are a part of it. And so it's so important that we give thanks for each other in our families, in our church, in our communities, in our workplace. We encourage one another. Now you are the body of Christ, and each of you is a part of it. Hebrews chapter 3 also reminds us of how important it is to be thankful for each other. Simply says, but encourage one another daily. Hebrews chapter 3, encourage one another daily. How important it is that you encourage the people in your life, that you take the people in your life and you show appreciation for them. I think of encouragement as just being helping somebody along in the journey, just helping their next step to be a little bit easier, just helping them to be able to step a little higher, maybe to step around the problems they have or pick up the load and move it over, carry the load with them. Encouragement is a way that we help each other in the journey. And how important it is that we have that attitude and that spirit in the body of Christ. We're not out to judge each other. We're not out to examine each other's faults and weaknesses in the body of Christ. God calls us to encourage one another, to be thankful for them, and to express that in many different ways. And then the third part of this verse in Peter is the third part, honor the king. Honor the king. I've thought a lot about that part of that verse in Peter. Honor the king. What does it mean that we are called to honor the king? We should be thankful for those that serve. Go on to that next slide, would you please, Nate? We should be thankful for those that serve. The Scriptures tell us many times that we're to be thankful for the people that serve. And I'm talking about secular. We need to be thankful for the body of Christ and those that serve us in those ways. But the New Testament also paints a picture of how important it is for God's people to have a thankful spirit for those that serve around them. This has certainly been an amazing political season. All of us would feel and acknowledge that, well, most of us, that we have had enough. And, you know, going into Tuesday, I said I don't want to think about politics ever again, at least for 4 years, you know, until this day again. And I realize how easy it is for us to be cynical about things that we don't agree with and we don't like. And whenever I start feeling that way, I often come back to these scriptures that Paul writes and Paul talks about. You know where Paul lived? The Roman Empire. You know how rough it was for Paul and the church to live in that abuse and many times of persecution that took place during the Roman Empire? But that was the Apostle Paul that wrote many times in the New Testament, they're found in the Bible, how important it is that we respect the king. We honor the king. And I do want to say something about that this morning, that I know I get so opinionated and I feel so strongly about moral values and about politicians, but I am convicted and I am reminded at times that I need to hear what God's word says about respect and honoring those that served. And so I want to say today, God, help me to know how to have the right kind of honor and respect for the king, for those that serve around us. And we have many people to be thankful for. We have many people who are doing their very best to serve our country and serve our state and serve the Mifflinburg area and this area. And God calls us to have a thankful spirit and to express it. Sometimes I think it's so easy for us to have strong opinions that we almost feel like we don't really need to have a thankful spirit for those that serve. But God, help us to be thankful for those that serve in our local government, in our state, in our federal government. We do have so much to be thankful for. We have a system where we can be involved. We have a system where we can vote. We have a system where we can express what we want and we choose and we think is best. And there's so many people around the world that don't have that opportunity. And as citizens of the kingdom of God and citizens of this country, we should be involved in our government. And I hope there'll be more Christians who will stand up and run for office in the next 4 years, in the next 8 years. I want to encourage the church to be thankful for what God has given us in this country. Pray for our leaders. Honor the King. Honor the King. We should be thankful. 1 Timothy chapter 2 says, I urge you then, first of all, that requests, prayers, and intercession and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and for all those in authority. How do we relate 1 Timothy chapter 2 to our world? We understand that God calls us to pray for those that are serving in our country. Pray for those that are in leadership. Basically, two things there, prayer and thanksgiving. Being thankful for the good and praying for those that are in leadership. I think of the world that Paul served in. It wasn't a pleasant world. It wasn't an easy world. And you think of all that he went through. It was far from perfect. Yet Paul urged the church in his letters to pray for the king. To pray for the king. He was under great pressure, but he felt in his heart and he knew that God was calling him to show honor and respect to the king and pray for him. Proverbs 21 also reminds us that God's in control. I was going to read this verse even before, for this Sunday. I had chosen this verse before I even knew the election results on Tuesday. Proverbs chapter 21 reminds us that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. It really is. God's in control. There are things that we would do different, but we are reminded that God is in control. And our job is to pray. Our job is to work for righteousness and justice. Our job is to be involved. Our job is to have a thankful spirit. That's what God calls us to. And so I just want to say I'm thankful today for those that serve. I'm thankful for all those that ran for public office. I'm thankful for those at the local level who serve us. And I pulled a few pictures off the internet of different categories of people that serve and our federal elections. And I just want to express appreciation for those that ran for office. And can't be easy. We know that. Something I've never done. Just imagine how much pressure and how hard it is. We need to be thankful for that. We need to value the process that we've been allowed to in this country. And we need to pray and work to change the things that we should. We need to be thanking God for those who serve in our schools and our local government. I want to especially say today we have a lot of people that serve right around us in this community. Let's be sure to have a thankful spirit and express it often. The people that spend their time and work hard to serve us and in our schools and with our children and in our fire and ambulance and police and so many different ways that people serve in our community. Let's remember to be thankful and to express that to them. We are thankful. Let us be a thankful people. Let the Church of the Nazarene in Mifflinburg be known as a group of people who have a thankful spirit for those that serve. And let's show it. Let's show hearts of appreciation. And let's do all we can to change the things that need to be changed. Let's be good citizens of the kingdom of God and good citizens of the Mifflinburg area so that in the end, when we come to the end, we can say we've done our best to serve God and to be His faithful servants. Thanking God for all those who serve our schools and our local government. One last verse this morning to close my sermon from Colossians chapter 4 is just a reminder about our words, a reminder about our influence, a reminder of our attitude and how that affects people around us, how that rubs off. And we have the right spirit and the right attitude, it will draw people to the good. It will draw people to Jesus. And if we have an attitude that's harsh, it's always finding fault, It's always putting people down. That has influence too. But again, listen to the Word of God today. What does the Word tell us about the words that we speak? Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Would you stand as we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you today for many people who serve around us, that serve in our community, that serve in our state, that serve in our nation. We're thankful for our military today and all those that have paid a high price, and we continue to be thankful for them. I pray that we would show that gratefulness. I pray that we would see people around us who are serving and many times doing their very best, sometimes like we would do it, and sometimes we would do it differently, God, but help us to be able to be discerning and seek your Spirit about our words and our attitude, and Lord, help us to know how we can make a difference for the kingdom of God. Help us to seek justice and righteousness. Help us, God, not to just settle into lives that see the weakness and the fault, but God, we would be involved. I pray that there would be people even among us who would be willing, Lord, to be involved in public service, to run for offices and serve, and all the hard work that it takes to make big decisions and important decisions, God. I pray for our local leaders. I'm thinking, for example, of our school board, how important it is that we would have people on that school board who have Christian values and, Lord, value the right thing. And just an example of many ways that people serve, God. I pray for our local community. I pray that God's people would be involved and stand up and be counted. And, Lord, with words and attitudes and conversations that are pleasing to you, God, I pray. I pray that you would give us discernment. Help us to be a thankful people. Help us to live it out as you call us to, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you for being here today.